Our first witness is Martha King. Since the early 1970s, Mrs. King and her husband, John, have been teaching pilots. Their company, King Schools, operates out of a dedicated complex in San Diego, California, that includes a television and software production facility. For more than 34 years, King Schools has delivered millions of videotapes, CD-ROMs, DVDs, and online courses to pilots and mechanics. Mrs. King is the first and only woman to hold every category and class of FAA rating on her pilot certificate, as well as every flight and ground instructor certificate offered by the FAA. Our second witness is Mr. Ollie Sloggers, who is the executive director of Centennial Airport in Denver, Colorado, one of the busiest general aviation airports in the United States and among the 30 busiest U.S. airports of any kind. Our third witness is Mr. Jeremy Rogalowski. He is an investigative reporter for KHOU-TV, the CBS affiliate in Houston. In February 2007, he aired a report exposing security lapses at three general aviation airports in the greater Houston area. Specifically, KHOU-TV acquired entry to those facilities, and in many cases, the aircraft doors were wide open and nobody questioned KHOU-TV's activities. This important reporting helped to galvanize a national conversation of general aviation security and was among the reasons for the IG report we discussed during our first panel. Our fourth witness is Mr. Mark Van Tine. Mr. Van Tine is the president and chief executive officer of Jeppesen. Jeppesen is a subsidiary of the Boeing Company. He has spent his career working in a variety of different areas within Jeppesen's businesses, including flight operations, customer service, charting, and information technology. Without objection, the witness's full statement shall be inserted in the record. I now ask each witness to summarize his or her statement for 5 minutes, beginning with Mrs. King. Mrs. King, you're recognized.
Chairwoman Jackson Lee, Ranking Member Dent, members of the subcommittee, good afternoon. It's a privilege to be here before you today. My name is Martha King. I'm co-owner of King Schools, a family-owned business located in San Diego, California. Our company produces DVD and web-based training courses for pilots. Nearly half the pilots in America who learned to fly in the last 30 years have taken one of our courses. In addition to being type-rated in our small company airplane, as Chairwoman Jackson Lee indicated, I also hold every category and class of FAA rating on my pilot and instructor certificates. My husband and I would not have been able to build our business without the use of a general aviation business aircraft. Our airplane is critical to the survival of our company and to the customers we serve. For example, King Schools provides the computer-based pilot training materials for some 300 flight schools throughout the U.S. that are Cessna pilot centers. These small, independent businesses are located on small airports at some distance from airports served by the airlines. We visit these flight schools regularly to give marketing and business development talks to their owners and employees. We bring along software engineers and technical support staff to solve our customers' computer issues. Because of our relationship with these Cessna pilot centers, we visit often with Cessna Aircraft Company in Wichita, Kansas. By using our company airplane, we can take 8 members of our small management team from San Diego to Wichita in the morning and return to San Diego that same night. The airplane helps us turn travel time into work time and limits our employees' time out of the office. This productivity just wouldn't be possible using the airlines. You don't often hear about companies like King Schools when you hear discussions about business aviation. But for every large company that operates a business airplane, there's 8 or 9 companies just like mine, small and medium-sized companies that provide jobs and bring commerce to communities across the United States. I want to thank you for having me here today as part of your hearing to discuss the Large Aircraft Security Proposal, or LASP, as put forward by the Transportation Security Administration. From an overall perspective, the proposal does not recognize the significant differences between commercial airline operations and non-commercial operations which do not carry members of the general public. The primary difference is that we general aviation operators know personally everyone on our aircraft. As a GA operator, I'm concerned about several provisions in the proposal, and I'd like to briefly mention three of them. A first concern is the prohibition of more than 80 items from being carried on board. This plan would dramatically restrict the productivity of many businesses. Some would not be able to carry their own necessary equipment or their own products. A second major concern is the proposal to establish a third-party compliance audit program. Some business airplane operators have told me this proposal would actually decrease security, since businesses would now be required to reveal internal security procedures to outside parties. I'm also concerned with the requirement to constantly vet our passengers against a no-fly list that at times has proven to be inaccurate or incomplete. We know our passengers. They are our employees and our customers. I believe that general aviation security would be best enhanced by the TSA establishing a rulemaking committee to address the questions and concerns raised by industry and the public on the LASP. This type of forum, often used by the FAA and other government agencies, has proven benefits. Since the events of 9/11, the general aviation community has been very proactive in developing and implementing a large number of workable and effective security measures. What general aviation operators seek and America needs are measures that do not represent a needless sacrifice in liberty without a benefit to society. The freedom of movement of private citizens has always been one of our great American ideals. We are confident that we can ensure security without sacrificing that ideal.